With Bach Shavua Tov, this is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer from Brooklyn, New York. Tonight's shiur is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas Meir Ben Yisrael Yitzchak and Le'ilui Nishmas Sima Bas Harav Ben Sion, Rebbetzin Simi Wagner. We are right now in the month of Elul. We just celebrated Rosh Chodesh a couple of days ago, and this has been a very difficult week for Klal Yisrael once again with the terrible murder of six additional Kedoshim, and it has been a harsh week for Klal Yisrael. And I just wanted to begin by acknowledging that. And in light of these terrible events, I am reminded of the Gemara that says, "Mipnei ma amru parshas rotzchim b'lashon aza," which means, why is the parsha in the Torah that talks about Rotzeach b'shogeg, and that your miklat, the city of refuge, the sanctuary city that the accidental murderer is sent to protect him from the Goal Adam. So the Gemara asks, why is that parsha in the Torah written b'lashon aza, which means it with a very strong language, with dibur rather than amira? And the Gemara answers, mipnei shehen shel Torah, because it's a mitzvah min haTorah, so it requires a certain, you know, strength of statement and emphasis. But I thought to read this Gemara in a more homiletical sense. Mipnei ma amru parshas rotzchim b'lashon aza. To what end is the story of the murderers, the parshas arotzchim, b'lashon aza, recounted in Gaza? And the Gemara answers, mipnei shehen shel Torah. We cannot know that despite the unspeakably and painful events, as difficult as they may be, we cannot know really what the meaning of it is. Mipnei shehen shel Torah. There's a plan. The Ribono shel Olam is in charge. And although we try and we work and we attempt to live life and to create a society which is positive and good and where people can live safe and so on, nevertheless, at the end of the day, mipnei shehen shel Torah. So I read this as al pi drush. Mipnei ma amru parshas rotzchim b'lashon aza. To what end is the story of the murderers being recounted in Gaza? And the answer is mipnei shehen shel Torah. We cannot explain it. It's all in the hands of the Ribono shel Olam. But speaking of your miklat, we are in Chodesh Elul, and Chodesh Elul is all about the your miklat. How so, you may ask? Well, the name Elul is a Rashi Tevos. And while the popular Rashi Tevos, the popular acronym is Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, there's another acronym which is suggested for Elul. And that is, Ina L'Yado V'Samtilach, V'Elokim Ina L'Yado V'Samtilach, which is a pasuk that has to do with the Rotzeach B'Shogeg and the city of refuge, the Ir Miklat. Hashem, in discussing the person who murdered unintentionally, says Hashem brought the victim to his hand, and I, Hashem, will make a place for him, for the unintentional murderer to flee to. An Ir Miklat, a sanctuary city. Why would we want to be connecting Elul to the idea of Rotzeach B'Shogeg and Ir Miklat? What does Ma'inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai? What does one have to do with the other? So I saw a beautiful idea. But on one level, a person is sent to an Ir Miklat because the person is not entirely blameless. It's not something which was like a freak accident. It's not something which was totally be'ones. But it is also something for which there was no intent, and it wasn't really negligence in a serious way. A person who kills B'Shogeg, who goes to a near Miklat, is a person who acted somewhat less, was not zahir, was not careful as he should be. And so we send a person to an Ir Miklat to surround them with good people who will reinforce good behavior. And so the person can reflect on the importance of life and the trajectory of his own life. The person killed, it wasn't entirely by accident, but it shows a certain lack of vigilance and value for life. So that's why you get sent to the Ir Miklat. And this is Chodesh Elul. On Chodesh Elul, this is not a place of Miklat, a place of refuge, but it is a time of refuge where we take ourselves into a place for 4 weeks where we intentionally intend to surround ourselves by good people who reinforce good behavior and give ourselves the opportunity to reflect on the importance of our lives and the trajectory of the mission of our lives. That's Chodesh Elul. And if you take the idea of Ir Mikla to another level, it is true the Gemara says that, at least according to one opinion, that an Ir Mikla is a Ir Sheyesh Ba Zekenim. It's a Ir that there are Chachamim, Zekenim, elders. And perhaps if there are no Zekenim, it might even be that the Ir Mikla doesn't work. Similarly, when it comes to Chodesh Elul, not just about sitting in my room and reflecting, but I should go to people who are wise, my elders, the Zekenim, the Chachamim, and seek counsel and advice, how to better myself, how to refine myself, how to restore my neshama to a place of tahara where I can be open to the blessings of the Ribbono Shel Olam and to the mission of my life. And so that is also a connection between your Miklat and Chodesh Elul. Furthermore, the Gemara tells us that in the times of the Ari Miklat, the highways and byways of Eretz Yisrael had signs on them. And these signs said, Ir Miklat, this way. So if a person had to run to an Ir Miklat, they would easily know how to get there. In other words, there were constantly signs that were placed for people in order to get to this place of refuge. If you go to Eretz Yisrael today, there are also signs all around that say Miklat, which is a bomb shelter. This is an Ir Miklat. Just like a bomb shelter, you want to be able to get there quickly and easily in order to protect yourself. The Ir Miklat has to be gotten to easily and quickly. And so there's signs. And I would suggest that this too is a connection to Chodesh Elul. Because in Chodesh Elul, we are reminded that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was constantly sending us signs. Sending us signs, maybe that it doesn't say Miklat, this way, but it's sending us signs for how to refine, restore, and rejuvenate our neshamas, our souls. How to become better people. How to become closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. To fix the things in my life that need fixing, and to get myself to a higher spiritual plane. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is constantly sending us signs, but it's for us to see the signs and to look at the signs and to act upon them. Perhaps you might have heard this story that has been shared by Yoel Herman through Rabbi Yoel Gold. And this fellow Yoel Herman says that he was attempting in his home life to correct certain behaviors in his house. And he, by his own admission, was operating like a tyrant in his household. And it was creating a lot of friction, a lot of tension, even between himself and his spouse and his wife. And so he was driving on the road one day, and he sees on the side of a highway a big sign, and the sign says, change starts from within. Oh, he realized, okay, you know what? If I want to change things in my home life, I want to change things in my household, change has to start with me. And then he noticed on the bottom of this billboard on the side of the highway, somebody had graffitied right underneath it. And it said, change starts from within. And underneath it, it was graffitied Yoel, his own name. Now, most of the time, we don't get signs like that. We don't get signs, Yankel, Rivka, Rachel, Maishi, you have to do this. Change starts from within. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in other ways, is continuously sending us signs through the people we meet, through the challenges that we have, through the things that trigger us and make us think and sometimes make us upset and sometimes make us... Those are signs. Those are simanim. The difficult people in my life are a simon. They're not to be ignored. They're in order for me to figure out how I can better myself and what I need to do to change. If I see somebody in my life that is presenting problems for me, challenges for me, the first question isn't, how do I excise that person from my life? The first question should be, what am I supposed to learn from this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu continually sends us signs. Elul is not an Ir Miklat, it's a Zman of Miklat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pointing us and sending us signs, and it's time for us to see them. And finally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, arranged the situation that produced this Rotzeach B'Shogeg that ends up in the Ir Miklat, meaning he killed by accident and somebody got killed by accident. The Gemara says that nothing happens by accident. This person who killed by accident originally had done a Rotzeach B'Shogeg, but there were no Edim around. There were no Edim around. And this person killed B'Mezid, and there were no Edim around. So nobody got what was due to them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu organized the situation such that this person would end up killing that person. The person who was killed got his just desserts, and this individual gets his just desserts going to Ir Miklat. The point of the matter is that there's a plan, there's hashgacha. And this is as much a message of Chodesh Elul as anything else is. We each have lives to lead. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts us in this world for a certain amount of time to lead a purposeful, meaningful life. And that life is filled with all types of blessings and, sadly, challenges. And it is for us to have the emunah and bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam that there is a plan. Challenging things happen in my life, there's a plan. And when blessings occur in my life, this is not happenstance. It's also part of the plan. And this, indeed, is Chodesh Elul. We walk through 4 weeks of Elul, and we remind ourselves to double down on the notion of emunah and bitachon in the Ribono Shel Olam. There's hashgacha. There is a plan. And perhaps if we put all this together, if on the one hand we use Chodesh Elul as an Ir Miklat to reflect on what is important in life, and after 120 years, it didn't slip away by accident, to look for the signs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending me to the Ir Miklat, to take advantage of the Zakenim in my life, of the Chachamim, those who can give me counsel. And when life doesn't go the way I want it to, and even when life goes with tremendous bracha, to have the emunah and bitachon and the awareness that there's a borei olam with a plan. And perhaps, just perhaps, if we indeed see Chodesh Elul not just as ani l'dodi v'dodi li, this time of intimacy with the Ribono Shel Olam, but a time of intimacy which is an Ir Miklat, and perhaps, just perhaps, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us all the blessings that we seek and we need and we want on this most important day of Rosh Hashanah in just a few weeks away. Kein yihi ratzon v'nomar amen. Kutvach ha'shavua tov to all.